This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wolves lose last night to Golden State back in San Francisco Wednesday. The Wolves are far off the radar, and they've earned it. I know this well, 16 years of my life calling Wolves games, and as I've said many times, if it wasn't due to the health of my son, my youngest son, I would have stayed. Now, eventually maybe they would have said hit the road, but I was offered a multi-year deal. It's my favorite job I've ever had, but it just, due to circumstances, it was the time to commit to Quinton, and I would do it every single time. So I still pay close attention to this team. I would get in trouble with certain individuals when I was calling games because I was critical. And sure, I would rather see the Wolves succeed because I still have people over there, but I'm not going to be shy in criticizing. And yesterday brought together, apologize for the cough here, brought together D'Angelo Russell and Andrew Wiggins. And if you're still debating right now at this point which team looks better in the trade, then you're clueless about the NBA. Can I be more blunt? You don't get it. There was almost uniformity in this town of arousal level about the trade last year. I was not one of them. I didn't hate it. I didn't say that. But I said from that day, we had Bob Fitzgerald on, the longtime TV voice of the Warriors that day. And I said, I don't love D'Angelo Russell's game. I don't even like D'Angelo Russell's game. I think he's a middle-of-the-pack guy. And I kept saying over and over again, what about the draft choice? What about the draft choice? And there's a bunch of people in this town who I respect, and many of them acted like the draft choice was no big deal. Hello? Next year's draft is going to be the best draft in the last 10, 15 years in the NBA. And the Wolves only have a protected top three, which means with the Wolves, it'll be four. Jalen Suggs will be there, the kid from the area. He'll go to Golden State, and he'll be an all-star eight times. I get the frustration with Andrew Wiggins. It was five games great. It was 10 games no, blah, blah, blah. Johnny Krasinski with a great story today, as he always does in The Athletic, about how Wiggins can just be the third or fourth guy when he asks Curry if Klay Thompson comes back, the role of Draymond, and here that he just wasn't good enough to be the number one guy. We can talk about responsibility. We can talk about roles. He didn't live up to the hype. He was extraordinarily hyped in Canada and at KU. He's a functioning player who Tibbs blew it. Let's not forget this, everybody. He was a restricted free agent. Tibbs could have waited until Andrew received offers from other teams, which is what he should have done. I was saying that over and over again. But no, he gave Max money. Glenn then had the foolish comment about it. I looked him in the eye. But Glenn, and he deserves criticism because it's his watch, Glenn never meddles with general managers or coaches. Never. He always spends money. They were paying luxury tax last year when they were one of the two or three worst teams in the league. That wasn't on Tibbs. Tibbs never should have given Andrew Max money unless somebody else did it. So Jim Pete was saying it last night. He's right. If you're paying Andrew 15 to 20, as crazy as that is, but in the NBA it's not crazy, then he functions. But if he's making 30-some million a year It's different. I don't believe, and I still talk to smart NBA people all the time. La-di-da, put my shoulder back in socket. Nobody does either. That you can win at a high level. Well, it's a given, by the way, if D'Angelo Russell is your second best player. Anybody who thinks the Timberwolves can advance far in the playoffs with D'Angelo Russell as their second best player, once again, you don't know the NBA. I'm not sure you can advance very far the third and fourth. He plays zero defense. He doesn't move the ball. He doesn't make teammates better. By all accounts, he's a decent guy. Look at what happens when he plays to get the worst plus minus in the game. He doesn't guard anybody. So I understood the frustration. I understood that it's all catering to Cat. And they tried to get Russell so bad in the offseason. That trade right now is looking like a disaster. Let's just call it out. If they get Russell and he keeps playing like this, you're not going to win at a high level. The nonsense is taking place here now with his leg and his rest. Trust me, there's more stuff going on behind the scenes. And you also lose, unless it's in the top three, a draft choice next year. That's looking like an awful trade. Let's just call it out. It isn't just Russell for Wiggins. It's the draft choice. One of the Wolves item will pause. Anthony Edwards. It was a very good dunk. Okay, last night. It was a very good dunk. It was fun. But this is reminding me of the J.R. Ryder experience. When J.R. Ryder came in, great dunker, and he'd have a lot of 4-for-13 games with 14 points, but he'd have this spectacular dunk, and people would get all excited about it. It's fine to get excited, but then what's the totality of the game? His shooting right now is miserable. His defensive metrics are as bad as almost any wing in the game. He's not making people better. I get it, he's young, and I get it, we're early in the year. But right now, he has been a disappointment. He just has. And you can have guys who the first 15, 20 games of their career are disappointments, and they turn into great players. But he has not approached what they thought he would be early. Because the shooting, it's fairly similar at Georgia. We were told he was going to be better. The defense is head shaking. Most nights, it's maybe a rebound or two, maybe an assist. The guy, and I like that he's driving to the hoop lately, but he has to impact the game other ways. And so far, I'll stay with where I stood before. When you have a chance to get an unbelievably talented big guy, I would have taken Wiseman. I said it a bunch before the draft. I'll say it again. I don't care that he was giving signals he didn't want to be here. I don't care if he would have if Cat was uncertain. First of all, Cat's going to play about 36 minutes a game, let's say. There's 12 for Wiseman right away. And I don't accept in years 2 and 3 that you can't play Wiseman and Cat together. So I'm not writing off Edwards, but I'm just saying let's just call it honestly what's taking place. And maybe in the end, Edwards turns out to be the better player. I'm not writing him off by any means, but I still stand by that Wiseman was the better pick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.